Hello, this is Rabbi Dave Felsenthal. We're in Mishnayos Yomi. We're learning Parah, the seventh Perech, Mishnah 11 and Mishnah 12. Shnayim shayu malin lechatas, v'higbiu ze al ze, v'natal ze la ze kotzo. So if you have two who are collecting for the chatas, and each lifted with the other, or if each pulled out a thorn from the other for one sanctification, b'kiddush echad, one sanctification, kosher, it's fit. B'shnei kiddushin, puzzle. But if it's for two sanctification, it's unfit. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af b'shnei kiddushin kasher im hisnu b'nehen. Rabbi Yossi says, even if it's for two sanctifications, it's fit if there was a stipulation between them. And so, for one sanctification, if both were collecting for one, in other words, they emptied the two jars into one vessel into which the water would be sanctified. So both collections are one, and the lifting or the extraction of the thorns serve the collecting, so it's fit. But if they collected for two different sanctifications, and each would sanctify for himself, so then it's unfit, because each rendered his water unfit due to the malacha by his lifting or extracting the thorn from his colleague. Now, if there was a stipulation between them that each would help the other to collect water, such assistance to one's colleague also serves his own collecting. So if he will not help his colleague, the colleague won't help him. So therefore it's fit. Mishnah 12. Haparitz almanas ligdor. Kasher. If he had breached intending to repair, it's fit. Vim gadar puzzle. But if he repaired it, it's unfit. Ochol almanas ligsos, kasher. If he ate intending to lay out, it's fit. Vim katsa puzzle, but if he laid them out, then it's unfit. Chaya ochel v'hotir, v'zarek mash biyado letachas hatzeina o letocha muksa bishvil shelo yovad, pasul. So if he was eating and left some over, and then threw what remained in his hand under the fig tree or into the drying shed, so it won't be lost, then it's rendered unfit. So if he breached a fence to clear a path for himself while carrying the water for the sanctification, even if he intended to repair the breach later, it's fit because the breaching served the sanctification. But if he repaired it, so then it's unfit because the malacha repairing the fence does not serve the water. Now if he ate his friend's figs after collecting the water, intending to lay his friend's figs where they are usually dried, in order to prepare the figs for packing, to lacerate them and prepare them for driving, or to press them into fig cakes, then the water is fit because his eating serves the chatas by giving him strength to bring the water for sanctification. But if he laid out his friend's figs before he sanctified the water, then the water is unfit because the malacha is not actually connected with the water, since he could lay out the figs after the sanctification of the water. Now, if some were left over from what he had taken to eat and he put them away, so the water is rendered unfit because storing food for preservation is a malacha, and it renders the water unfit. Tomorrow we'll do chapter 8, Mishnah 1 and 2.